This is a short little maimed. It's a maimed from Nachman Rebbe. It's a very interesting piece of history of our generation. It's hard to know why, but the Rebbe went through a period of years where he was obsessed with Maimonides with Alter Rebbe. It's an interesting thing. If you know the history of Maimonides Chassidus, the Rabbeim have a style or a pattern to how the Maimonides go. And the only thing you can say about the Rebbe's pattern and the Rebbe's style is that there is no pattern or there is no style. It's completely random. At least it looks like. How the Rebbe chose what maimon to say when and why is just completely arbitrary. It's very interesting. You could see tkufas. It seems to me that the first few years the Rebbe really tried to say as a solid maimonim, and I get the impression that the Rebbe decided that he was talking to the walls. So the maimonim, by the time the Rebbe got to Tosh Tezvav Tezayin, the Maimorim are very different. He's pushing the Maimorim from your days, the Gimel Yudalot, were creations. The Rebbe created original Maimorim. By Tezvav Tezayin, the Rebbe pushed Chazanim Maimorim. And I believe, this of course is a little bit cynical, that the Rebbe stopped working as hard on the Maimorim because he decided that we weren't working that hard on the Maimorim. But the Maimorim of your days, the Gimel Yudalot, the pushing bombs, unbelievable Maimorim, Chedushim, original Maimorim. But there was a tkufa during the late Yuds and the Midchofs where the Rebbe was kochen zecher l'maimorim and alter Rebbe. In fact, Tovshin Chof Gimel Chof Dalet or Chof Gimel, the Rebbe chazed every single maimed alter Rebbe from I think Samach Beis or Samach Es. The Rebbe had a bichol of those maimorim and he said every maimed Allah seder. And in fact, that year the Rebbe came out Motzi Yom Kippur and said a maimed because alter Rebbe said a maimed Motzi Yom Kippur, so the Rebbe said a maimed. And the Rebbe was like, gekocht in them. For a few years, the Rebbe was saying, remember the Alter Rebbe, I said, I'm sorry. I don't know what it was. Maimorim, I think it was Samach Beis, not the Rebbe. There are even tapes of Maimorim, the Rebbe Chaz, remember the Alter Rebbe. And what's interesting is the Rebbe tried to say them word for word. Word for word, Alter Rebbe's Maimed. In fact, sometimes the Maimorim would have expressions that are odd, like Vidal. So the Rebbe would say the Vidal. He would say the Maimed exactly as it's written. If you looked at our Maimed in footnote 12, it says, the Rebbe said, Ad kan teichen a Maimed. And if you look at footnotes 7 and 11, you realize that for the most part, the Rebbe poshet, I didn't look at the Alter Rebbe's Maimed, I saw some of you looking, but more or less chazed the Maimed Alter Rebbe and then added a commentary. Now, I'm sure there are ruchnis in Yonim in this. If we knew everything, we'd be crazy. I'm sure there's all kinds of cheshbonos. The bottom line is that eventually my Maimorim that the Alter Rebbe chazed were published. We have today Rubam Kekulam of Maimorim that the Alter Rebbe. It's an incredible thing. My Maimorim that the Alter Rebbe that was sitting in manuscripts for a very long time, some of them over 200 years, are published and available and you can learn them. It's mamish amazing. We have a higher percentage of the Maimorim of the Alter Rebbe than we do of the Mittler Rebbe and the Tzemach Tzedek. Alter Rebbe's Maimorim, it seems that we have most of them. In Ayem Yem, it says that Tzemach Tzedek had 2,000 Maimorim. We have more than 2,000 Maimorim printed already. And perhaps the Rebbe's Kavona and Chaz and these Maimorim was an anticipation of publishing the Maimorim. I guess the Gili went through stages. The Rebbe went through Tkufas. He was pushing Chaz and Maimorim to the Rebbe. There is something you need to know about Chassidus, Maimorim. I think it was Chav Gimel. This is Chav Bey, I think it was Chav Gimel. It was the Shnas HaMasayim at Alter Rebbe. Tavshin Chav Gimel was the 200th anniversary of Alter Rebbe's Yortzeit. So the Alter Rebbe said, Chav Gimel is 150 years of Alter Rebbe. Yeah? He said, Maimorim Allah said, Medachtzik. There's something you need to know about the style of Maimorim. And that is, Chassidus, Chabad, is the Alter Rebbe's, period. If you would do a bibliographical study of Chassidus Chabad, you would scratch your head and say exactly what did the six Rabbeim after the Alter Rebbe do. Because there's a uniformity that's incredible. The Alter Rebbe said over the course of his life, approximately 2,000 Maimonim, let's say 3,000 Maimonim. Every Rebbe after the Alter Rebbe simply took those Maimonim and expanded on them. Rabbeim didn't take a piece of paper and write a maimed. There was no such thing. The Alter Rebbe used to recite maimed. The Alter Rebbe used to say maimed. And there were occasions where the Alter Rebbe said a maimed. He was so in himmel that after he would say the maimed, they would show him what he said. He would say, not bad. Hey, you misspoke. The Alter Rebbe said, chassidus. He was completely not in this world. The Alter Rebbe used to roll on the floor, kiyadua. The Alter Rebbe did not write his Maimorim. Alter Rebbe wrote very little Chassidus. Alter Rebbe, most of the writings we have in Alter Rebbe's Nigla, in fact. The only real Chassidus Alter Rebbe wrote is the Tanya, which he worked on for 20 years. And then we have other Maimorim and the Igros Kodesh, of course, the Alter Rebbe printed Tanya. There's, relatively speaking, very, very little Chassidus that Alter Rebbe himself wrote. But the Alter Rebbe used to speak. And the Alter Rebbe had set a policy for his manichim, for his transcribers, that they should write what he says word for word. The Alter Rebbe spoke in Yiddish, and his transcribers spoke in Hebrew, which is why the Hebrew of Chassidus is completely non-grammatical. The Hebrew of Chassidus is completely hepach, kol ha-diktuk, 100%, because it's Yiddish translated into Hebrew. You're full of double negatives. Lo yesh. What does lo yesh mean? In Hebrew, it's ain, not lo yesh. Lo yesh is nisht faraham. Nor vos den elarak. You don't write that way in Hebrew. The Maimonim are word for word, the Lashon Harav, translated Hebrew into Yiddish with all the double negatives and all the idiosyncrasies of Yiddish. If you want to know why the language of Chassidus is so strange, because it's Poshet Yiddish translated into Hebrew. All Chassidus. There was a Yid who tried to write a Maimon of the Rebbe with proper grammar, Hebrew grammar, and the Rebbe sent him out a note. Strange language. Write proper Hebrew. I'm sorry. Wait. Who wrote the Alter Rebbe's Chassidus? Who wrote the Alter Rebbe's Chassidus? So there were five transcribers, five. And to some degree, they functioned in different time periods, but apparently, at least during some of the time, they were overlapping. The first was the Maharil, the Alter Rebbe's brother. Alter Rebbe had three brothers. Two, they were all Goyim, and they were all, of course, greatly respecting of their older brother. Alter Rebbe was the Bchar, but the other two brothers were not Mamash Chassidim, and the Mordechai and the Moshe were not Chassidim. They were Lomdim, they were Goyim. The Maharil was a Chassid. Maharil refers to the Alter Rebbe as Aachmur, Adeni Ochi Meiri Verabi. The others don't. He was Mamash Alter Rebbe's Achosid. He wrote the early Maimorim. For example, the Teira Eid, Maimorim from Maharil. And he used to write what Alter Rebbe said word for word.
He's the next oldest.
I'm sorry.
The Alter Rebbe was the oldest, right?
Alter Rebbe was the oldest, yes.
Then
the Maharil was the second, yeah. Then you have the Mittler Rebbe. The Mittler Rebbe did not write word for what Alter Rebbe wrote. The Mittler Rebbe used to write the Maimorim lechatchila with Hezbe, with Biur. Even during the Alter Rebbe's lifetime, the Mittler Rebbe used to write a Maimon with his own version. And I'm going to go off on a little bit of a tangent. The Mittler Rebbe had a competition. I don't want anybody to take this chas v'shalom of Agrav and Eifin, because this competition, the Mittler Rebbe, was a goa neilom and a tzadik gomur and an isha lekim. But like the Mifidik Rebbe writes about him, Rav Agon, Rav Kodesh, Rav Tzadik, or Benish Rebbe. The Mittler Rebbe's competition was a chosse by the name of Rabban Strashel, Rabban Alevi of Strashel, who became the Mittler Rebbe's competition. They were parallel Rebbes. Mittler was Rebbe in Lubavitch, who was Rebbe in Strashel. Rabban Strashel did the same thing as the Mittler Rebbe. He wrote Mamar with the Alter Rebbe with his own beer. And the Alter Rebbe didn't allow him to do it. He said, "You're not allowed." And he was much older than the Mittler Rebbe. And he sort of complained, "How come your son and not me?" And the Alter Rebbe let him know, "Because my son is my son, and you're not my son." The Alter Rebbe at Gehalten, there is no example of one Rebbe being so proud of his son, like the Alter Rebbe. Alter Rebbe used to boast. Alter Rebbe used to call the Mittler Rebbe mein Rebbe. Bechayev! The Alter Rebbe was so proud of the Mittler Rebbe, so unabashedly proud. He talked about the Mittler Rebbe with such pride. And the Alter Rebbe wanted the Mittler Rebbe to write my mother with beer. And the Rabban Strashel, he disallowed. The end of the story was that he continued doing it. And Alter Rebbe basically, how do I say this? He kicked him out. He told him not to come back for 2 years. And then he came back and he continued it. He told him to come back again, not for 2 years. And this was the basis of a big machlekes. I mean, I'm not here to tell you the machlekes, I just want you to understand. The Alter Rebbe trusted the Mittler Rebbe. A lot of the Maimonim, the Mittler Rebbe that we have, were written by Chayef and Alter Rebbe. They're not the Mittler Rebbe Maimonim. The Alter Rebbe is Maimonim with beer. The Tzemach Tzedek also wrote Maimorim of the Alter Rebbe. Well, the Tzemach Tzedek was very particular to write B'diyak, like the Alter Rebbe said. And we know that the Tzemach Tzedek and the Mittler Rebbe, who were a son-in-law and a father-in-law, a nephew and an uncle, who were both Mekablim Rishonim, they both took Maimorim originally from the Alter Rebbe, They had a machlekes. The Mittler Rebbe used to write a Maimer of the Alter Rebbe with so much biur that the Loshon Harav is impossible to find. If you look at the Mittler Rebbe's Maimer, try to find the Alter Rebbe's word, it's almost impossible. I'm going to give you an extreme example. There's a Maimer, it's one page in the Maimer of the Alter Rebbe, Akhtzarim, Padre B'Sholem. One Amid. There's a Maimer of the Mittler Rebbe, Chani Tshuva, 10 blot, 20 pages, Padre B'Sholem. It's the same maimed. It's on average a line per page, literally. And I learned them. I learned. You go find the Alter Rebbe's words, the Mittler Rebbe's maimed. The Friedrich Rebbe writes about the Mittler Rebbe, quote, Men kenzelen esias haravi pedal. You can count the words of the Alter Rebbe like diamonds. The Friedrich Rebbe says, if you're enough of a maven, you will see that in spite of the unbelievable adiches, the Mittler Rebbe guarded the words of the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe had them, which is why the Alter Rebbe allowed him to write Biyur. And apparently the Alter Rebbe felt that the Baran Strashel didn't have that capacity. But by Maram and the Mittler Rebbe, during the Alter Rebbe's lifetime, were the Chatchila said and written with his commentary, with the Alter Rebbe's blessing and the Alter Rebbe's approval and so forth. The Tzemach Tzedek disagreed with the Mittler Rebbe. He felt that you have to write a Maimon in such a way that you know what is the Alter Rebbe, what is Loshon Harav. And if you want to write Hezbollah and Biyur, it has to be in such a way that everybody knows the difference between the Rav and the Talmud. So the Tzemach Tzedek wrote instead Haggos, notes, which are printed in the Eidah Teira. The notes of the Tzemach Tzedek, first of all, they're in parentheses. And second of all, they're code. They're not developed ideas. They're just very bekitzer. And frequently, you learn a maimon from the Alter Rebbe. Then you learn a maimon from the Mittler Rebbe. The maimon from Tzemach Tzedek. It's the same maimon. The Alter Rebbe's original, the Mittler Rebbe's version of the Alter Rebbe's, Tzemach Tzedek's version of the Alter Rebbe's, and the Mittler Rebbe and Tzemach Tzedek are saying exactly the same thing. Tzemach Tzedek does it in five lines, the Mittler Rebbe does it in five pages. And when you read the Tzemach Tzedek, you know exactly what's the Alter Rebbe's and what's the Tzemach Tzedek. And when you read the Mittler Rebbe's, it gets lost. It's very difficult to ascertain, to determine which is the original and which is the Biyur. The Alter Rebbe wanted his Maimorim to be like Teirish B'Ksav, to be written word for word. But then of Klal, we have the Maimorim of the Alter Rebbe.
So you could look at that, right?
You could, that's right. Today, it's all printed. It's so, we're so rich. If we're missing, it's the Biyur. We're missing a lot of the Mittler Rebbe's. We're missing a lot of the Tzemach Tzedek's. We have a much higher percentage of the Alter Rebbe's than of the Mittler Rebbe's and Tzemach Tzedek's. In other words, there are not a lot of Maimorim, but we have the Mittler Rebbe's version, and you don't know where it comes from. I'm sure there are such, but very few.
The Mittler Rebbe did appear on every single one?
Whatever he wrote with Biyur.
The one that the
Alter Rebbe said, so if you look at the Maimon, you sometimes have the same Maimon in two versions, a short one and a long one. The short one is either from the Maril or from the Pinchas Reis, and the long one is the Mittler Rebbe's. The Alter Rebbe gave him that reshus. The fourth maniach was Reb Moshe. Alter Rebbe's youngest son, Reb Moshe, was a big tzaddik. He lived a very, very long time. In the later years of his life, he was a tzaddik nister. He also wrote Hanochas. There's a certain sefer, Morin Merzachan and Siddur, which is all his Hanochas. Friedrich Rebbe says, Moidin de Kazachan about Reb Moshe. There's a lot of stories and a lot of history and some controversy. It's not for now. And the fifth was a Pinchas Reizus. A Pinchas Shklover, a Pinchas Shik. He was the only non-family member who wrote Maimorim and Alter Rebbe, the Pinchas Reizus. Hanachas Harap. There's a whole sefer, Maimorim Hanochas Harap. The Pinchas Reizus was a Chosid. His father was raised the Gedali Yisrael of Shklover at that time. And his Hanochas are considered the best. Alter Rebbe had five Manichim whom he trusted, and no one else was allowed to write Maimorim. His brother, two of his sons, his grandson, and a Chosid. And the Chosid is considered the most reliable. Because the Pinchas had pushed the greatest bittle. He would stand next to the Alter Rebbe. When Alter Rebbe used to roll, he used to roll with him and listen to every word. And he used to write exactly as the Alter Rebbe said. Okay, so now, the Alter Rebbe spoke, and every time the Alter Rebbe spoke, it came straight from heaven. I want you to know that Alter Rebbe had a habit of saying the same thing over and over again. The Maimorim that the Alter Rebbe said six times, seven times. And when the Alter Rebbe repeated a Maimon, it was word for word, just the way he said it the time before. Azay Vaistois. It says in the Yem Yem that the Tzemach Tzedek said he heard from the Alter Rebbe six times, Shafta Maimon, Sasan Shem Lekut Tedera. The same Maimon, word for word. But the Alter Rebbe came out and did not write Chassidus. Now, the Rabbeim after the Alter Rebbe, I would say at least in 95%, are based on those. There are very, very few original Maimorim. In other words, the Mittler Rebbe is Maimonides, or the Alter Rebbe is Maimonides with his notes. That's all. You take these 200 page Maimonides from the Mittler Rebbe. If you've ever seen the Shariyero and the Shara Emuna, the Shara Yichet is different. But Shara Emuna and other Svarim, it's Poshet, a Maimon from the Alter Rebbe, or in some cases, it's a few Maimonides together. But the Maimonides of the Alter Rebbe would be 10 or 15 pages. The Mittler Rebbe just writes and writes and writes and writes. It's just so copious. It's so voluminous. It's so much. Most of the Maimonides of the Mittler Rebbe are lost in fires. And yet we have a shelf and a half of Chassidus in the Mittler Rebbe. And it's all based in Alter Rebbe. In today's world, Baruch Hashem, with the work that's being put into this Svarim, open up any Maimon from the Mittler Rebbe, look at the beginning, any Maimon, tell you exactly where it comes from. And you could compare. And it's exciting to do, to see how the Mittler Rebbe took the Maimon from the Alter Rebbe and developed it. But literally, it's a line per page came out. The Alter Rebbe is so big, the Mittler Rebbe is so bariches, it's wunderbar. Are there original Maimon of the Mittler Rebbe? Not really. I mean, like I said, the Shara Yichud, I don't know what the Shara Yichud is based on. But Bederach Klal, Maimonim of the Mittler Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe is Maimonim with his notes. Tzemach Tzedek is the same story. Except the Tzemach Tzedek didn't write Maimonim, he wrote only notes. There's very few Maimonim from the Tzemach Tzedek. There are very few Maimonim. Derech Mitzvah Yisachah is the Tzemach Tzedek's Maimonim. He wrote that. The majority of Maimonim, open up the Eirat Teda, it's mostly notes. It's Maimonim of the Alter Rebbe with notes. You have to develop those notes. And if you develop those notes, you see what the Tzemach Tzedek is developing. Which is why one of the things that has yet to be fully developed in Lubavitch is the Hanochas of Tzemach Tzedek's Maimonim. Tzemach Tzedek's Maimonim were written down by Chassidim. Those Maimonim have to be published. Because the Tzemach Tzedek's Maimonim that we have are not really Maimonim. He didn't really write everything on longhand. He used to write just his notes. So the Alter Rebbe's Maimon, Tzemach Tzedek's notes. And when he spoke, when he said a Maimon, he didn't say a Maimon to Alter Rebbe and say, oh, look at this medesh, that medesh. He spelled it out. So the Hanochas, the transcriptions of the Alter Rebbe's Tzemach Tzedek's Maimonim are very, very important. They're yet to be printed. They will be printed, I'm imagining, soon. Eventually. The Rebbe Maharash. What did the Rebbe Maharash do? All the Maimonim of the Rebbe Maharash. Now, you can never say all. It's a terrible thing to say. The majority, or the vast majority, of the Rebbe Maharash Maimonim are taking his father's notes and writing them in longhand. That's what he does. The Rebbe Maharash took the Hagos, the Tzemach Tzedek wrote in Alter Rebbe, and explains them to you. So the Rebbe Maharash is Maimonim, or the Tzemach Tzedek is Maimonim, but he thinks for you. You understand? He works it out for you. The Rebbe Rashab is the Rambam. The Rebbe Rashab had access to the whole library of Kisavim, and he took from everybody, from the Alter Rebbe, from the Mittler Rebbe, from Tzemach Tzedek, from the Rebbe Maharash, and he reorganized Chassidus in topics, as you all know, but he maintained that Seder. There's no original Dibur HaMaskil. There's no original Maimorim. There aren't even original Kashas and Terutzim. The vast majority of Kashas and Terutzim, Maimorim, the Alter Rebbe asked and answered. The Rebbe repeat them and explain them and develop them. The three Yedikei Rebbe's Maimorim, I would say all of them, or 99% of them, are his father's Maimorim with notes. So you could take any Maimon of Chassidus and trace it back to the Alter Rebbe.
What do you mean with notes?
He would, the Rebbe Rashab's Maimon is 5 pages, the Fikat Maimon is 15 pages. That's Masbir. But it's the same Maimon, the same Kasha, the same Tirutz, the same Inyonim, the same Begudim, more developed. Any Maimon of Chassidus you can trace back. Rabbi Groner, label Groner, he was the first person to work on the Rebbe. The Rebbe once took out Bichlach, and he showed him the same Maimon in 6 versions. The Alter Rebbe's version, the Mittler Rebbe's version, Tzemach Tzedek's version, the Rebbe Maharash's version, the Rebbe Rashab's version, and the Fikat's version. And there are many Maimonim like this. Many Maimonim that have 6 versions. Maimonim that have 5 versions, or 4 versions. Or you'll have a Maimon from 4 different Rabbeim, but one Rebbe said Maimonim 3 times. But there's an incredible uniformity to Chassidus. An incredible uniformity to Chassidus.
There's 7 versions?
There are, but the Rebbe was not going to show label Groner his Maimon. The Rebbe continues this tradition. There are no original Maimonim from the Rebbe. The Rebbe, quote, chazes Maimonim from the Friedrich Rebbe with his own versions. And sometimes the Rebbe flips one word and changes the teichen of a maimon. For example, in this maimon, the Rebbe chazes a maimon from the Alter Rebbe and tells you pshat, exactly the opposite of what the Alter Rebbe said. If you paid attention, you noticed. The Rebbe, one page, the Alter Rebbe's maimon, he says it word for word Alter Rebbe and explains it precisely the opposite of the Alter Rebbe. You figure it out.
Isn't there one different
maimon? I don't think so. Which one? I don't know. This is the situation.
Yeah.
But here is the frustrating part. The Alter Rebbe said 2,000 maimonim. The later Rebbeim developed it. What percentage of the Alter Rebbe's maimonim did they develop? I don't think more than 20%. In other words, the maimonim of the Mittler Rebbe are not based on all the Rebbeim of the Alter Rebbe, based on a select group. Maimonim of Tzemach Tzedek are based on the virtually same select group. And the Rebbe Marash obviously is based on his father's. In other words, if you go back to the Alter Rebbe's maimonim, pick a sefer from the Alter Rebbe, you'll have some maimonim that have 6 or 7 versions, and you'll have many maimonim that have 0 versions. The Alter Rebbe said a maimir, no later Rebbe developed it. And oftentimes, these maimonim that the Rebbe is chazeding are in that category. The Rebbe is going back to the Alter Rebbe, to the source, and he's reciting a maimir. Sometimes the maimonim have a version from the Mittler Rebbe, from Tzemach Tzedek, but many maimonim were not developed. The Rebbe Rashab said in the Sichas, I'll tell you 2 quotes from the Rebbe Nishma Seyden. Quote number 1 is, he says, Ich bin sich mishtadel, I make an effort. As alts was ich sag, is alts dem Rebbe's. Which means, I try to say that everything that I say should be the Rebbe. Now who is the Rebbe? Stam. By all the Rabbein, until our Rebbe, including the Friedrich Rebbe, the Rebbe meant the Alter Rebbe. When the Friedrich Rebbe wanted to say the Rebbe Rashab, he said my father. When he wanted to say the Rebbe Marash, he said my grandfather. The Rebbe Stam was the Alter Rebbe. Except our Rebbe, who calls the Rebbe Stam the Friedrich Rebbe. So the Rebbe Rashab says, everything I say is the Rebbe's. The Rebbe Rashab is all the Alter Rebbe's. And if I add anything, God should forgive me, as they should act Im Shagisi Hashem Atev Yechapa. That's 1 quote. Another quote that Rebbe Rashab says is, there's something called Ton in Chassidus, Develik Mamari Chassidus, and he says, Nardo Pekum Pek Vas Matachron Gehim Zaton. There's piles and piles of Chassidus that has never been explored. And now that the Maimonim are printed, take any Maimon, any Sefer and Rav the Alter Rebbe at random. And the newer ones are coming out, Maimonim, it's on the page. You don't even look at the back of the book. Some of them, you'll see 15 versions of the Maimon, and some of them, no Rebbe ever developed. It's very interesting to see how the Rebbeim chose which Maimonim to prioritize, which Maimonim of the Rebbe are still sitting in the original. And part of what the Rebbe is doing, his Maimonim is Poshet saying, Maimonim the Alter Rebbe, that since the Alter Rebbe, no Rebbe ever recited. Go ahead.
Well, when you were going through the Rebbe, what would you say the Rebbe had?
The Rebbe? Oh, it's impossible to know. There's no pattern. The Rebbe has Gevaldik Chedushim, but not Maimonim. Pshotim and Maimonim. The Rebbe, here's a Maimonim. The Rebbe is Chazing and Maimonim the Alter Rebbe. But his pshat is bediyuk lahepach. This is typical of the Rebbe.
But what was in general based on the Friedrich Rebbe or just on the...
No, there's no... If anybody... There were different kufas. During the years it was the Rebbe Rashab, mostly. But there's really no pattern. There's really no pattern. There's mamish no pattern.
How if the Rebbe Rashab said that after Shalom I changed the word of the Rebbe?
No, added, not changed. Added.
Added. But isn't that change, the same as having the opposite intention of what the Rebbe said forever?
He's a Rebbe. The Rebbe said once, if I don't change anything, who needs me? He's a Rebbe. That's his job. That's what he's for. All the Rebbeim changed. But they stuck to the form. The Rebbeim after the Alter Rebbe were not Machadish Chedushim. Meiridik Chedushim. But the style, the structure, the form, the grid is a constant. So now, here's a Maimon. So I gave you a little history, right? A little history lesson. A little background about how Maimon Chassidus developed. And perhaps, this is one of the Rebbe's Kavodos, you have scores of Maimonim, many Maimonim of the Rebbe, which is Poshet, Chazing Maimonim of the Rebbe, sometimes word for word, us by us. And these are Maimonim that the Rebbe said, and no later Rebbe took and developed further. You have some Maimonim that the Rebbeim developed over and over and over again, and then you have many Maimonim, a majority for sure, that Poshet never went anywhere. And I'm sure there's reasons.
Could it be that they were developed by Mr.
Rebbe? Finished.
Could it be they were done by Mr. Rebbe?
It's possible, especially the Tzemach Tzedek. The Mittler Rebbe Vesen, Tzemach Tzedek for sure. Tzemach Tzedek probably wrote notes, according to the Rishimis, he wrote notes on all Maimonim of the Alter Rebbe. But we don't have a lot of them. Yeah, fire after fire after fire. That we have, as much as we have, is on this. The fact that we have all them of the Alter Rebbe is completely supernatural. Because the Mittler Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek, we have a percentage. Alter Rebbe, Vice Dois, we have a Rubam. Now here's a Maimon. Let's talk to my Maimon. I used up a lot of my time. This maimer talks about life. Chaim. And what does it say about life? You have a moshel and a nimshel. If I'm not wrong, in the moshel he says that there is three madregas, and in the nimshel he says that there are four madregas. Rechaptus. So in the moshel, what are the three madregas of kindness, of chesed? I gave you a meal. You were hungry, I gave you a meal. It's an act of chesed. That's the lowest level. That act of kindness is motivated by something. It's motivated by a feeling of love. Because I have feelings of love towards you, I gave you a meal. The physical food, the physical kindness that one gives is much less emotionally rich than the feeling of love. Of course, the poor person that's interested in your love is interested in your food. But in spiritual terms, in psychological terms, the love you feel in your heart is not in the sardines and the crackers you gave them. The physical kindness represents, carries the feeling of love that's in the heart in a very reduced way. When you give somebody love, the act of love is much, much less than the feeling of love. That's the second madrega. The first madrega, the lowest madrega, is when I give you kindness. In that kindness is a certain amount of feeling. Before that gift of kindness is the feeling of love, where the chesed is much, much richer. And then there's a third madrega. And the third madrega is love that exists in the nefesh. Why am I able to love? And why? Because I'm able to love, I'm able to do kindness. Because in the nefesh, there's a possibility for love, for kindness. The love that exists in the nefesh is, relatively speaking, infinite. Bli gvul. So the Rebbe says, the potential for love in your nefesh is much, much more than any feeling of love you'll ever have. And the feeling of love you'll ever have is much, much more than the acts of love you'll ever perform. In your neshama's possibility for loving. Your neshama's power for loving you'll never feel. Because if you felt it, you would go crazy. Your goof couldn't handle it. The amount of love you could have inside your etzem ha-nefesh is virtually bli gavul. The amount of love you could feel, which comes from the fact that in your etzem ha-nefesh you're able to love, is terribly reduced. It's much, much less. And the amount of love you could give is again reduced. It's much, much less. And the Lashon Hara is as follows. The love I feel in my heart is the source of the love in the food that I gave you. The love in my neshama is not even the source for the love I feel in my heart. Right? You learned the maimed? This should be familiar to you. The love I feel in my heart is the source of the love I do in the act of kindness. The love that exists in my neshama is not even the source of the love I feel in my heart. In other words, if you have A, B, and C, where's the greatest disparity? Between the love in my heart and the love on the plate, or the love in my neshama and the love in my heart? So the Rebbe says it's between B and C. The love in my neshama is b'li gavul. The love in my heart is sof kol sof gvul. Although the love in my heart is much, much more than the love in my actions, but this is a mocker for this. While the love in my neshama, compared to the love in my heart, could not even be called a mocker. Does anybody think I said something that doesn't say? I hope this sounds familiar, for my sake and for your sake. But this is shot in the mind. Now, what needs to be explained is that what does the word mocker mean? What does it mean to be a source? It's a simple idea and an important idea. And I'll give it to you, b'derech shailah tshuva. Is the Eibishter the source of the world? Yes or no? What's the proof? If there would be an Eibishter, there wouldn't be a world. The Eibishter did not exist, there wouldn't be a world. So the Eibishter, of course, is the reason the world exists. But can you say that if there's no world, the Eibishter suffer if he didn't make his world? The answer is no. Why? Because the Eibishter doesn't need the world. The Eibishter is not defined by the world. The world needs the Eibishter, but the Eibishter doesn't need the world. Which is why, in Chassidus, the Eibishter is not called a mocker. He's called a Siba. And he's not even called a Siba. He's called Sibas HaSibas. The Eibishter is not the source for the world. The world comes from the Eibishter. But the Eibishter is not the source. I'll tell you why. Because the meaning of the word source is that just like you need me, I need you. You have an artist, and he can't draw, and he can't show off his art. It hurts him. He needs to show it off. When one thing is a source for another, just as the expression needs the source needs the expression. A chacham needs to teach chachma. If he cannot teach chachma, it hurts him. That's such a mocker. When you say the chesed in my neshama is the source of the chesed in my actions, that means my neshama needs to express itself.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing of chesed, that needs to express itself.
Oh, so that's why you have three madrigas. The chesed in the etzem neshama is not the mocker for chesed. Because chesed in the etzem neshama, if it doesn't express itself, it's not going to be depressed. But the feeling of, because it's behelam sheni b'metzias, it's completely concealed. There's only a possibility.
Is it developed into chesed yet?
For me to answer that question, you're going to have to develop the meaning of the word develop, and I don't have time. It's not the matias. But when I feel chesed in my heart, and I can't act on chesed, that hurts, because that's a mocker. So the Maimon says there's three loves. There's the act of love, there's the feeling of love, and there's the love in the soul. The act of love, its source is the feeling of love. I have a feeling of love, and I can't help you, I hurt. But the feeling of love, which comes from love in the nefesh is not the source for that love. Because if I don't feel love, my neshama is not going to hurt. Although love comes from my neshama, but the ahava that exists in my neshama is not bederach moker. Those are three madregas. This is what it says in the Maimir. Now, then there's a nimshom. By the Eibishter, there is also chesed. And the Rebbe goes through madregas. But here it gets tricky. You have footnote 7, and also footnote 7, and the Maimon and the Pnim itself clears. The Rebbe says there's four madregas of chesed. The lowest madrega of chesed is the kindness that the Eibishter gives us, but pale. You're breathing, it's a kindness of God. You ate supper, it's a kindness of God. You're awake and listening to the shir. That's the lowest madrega. The second madrega is called chesed oilam. Chesed Olam is Atzilus. Chesed Olam means a worldly kindness, a kindness of the Shaychas to the world. The third Madrege is called Rav Chesed. Now Rav Chesed, boys, is in the Adim of Midas HaRachmim. Okay? Does anybody know Kabbalah? Good, so I can tell you whatever I want. Okay? The Adim of Midas HaRachmim are divided into three groups. 6, 6, and 1. The first 6, and the middle one is the Emes, and the last 6. The first 6 are considered lower. The last 6 are considered higher. The Emes is higher than both groups of 6. My mother could tell in Masse. The Emes is the highest madrege. The first 6 of the Yimitz Rachma are Achitzen Yisakeser. And by the way, we don't count Hashem Hashem. Kael, Rachum, Chanun. Erech is one, Apayim is another, Rav Chesed is the 6th. Then comes the Emes. Then you have Netzach Chesed. Right? And then Lalofim, they say Ovein, they say Pesha, and they say Chatov and Nake. That's 13 meters. 6, 6, and 1. Rav Chesed is in the first 6. Chitzen Yisakeser. Rav Chesed is kindness, which is higher than Ishtalshalos. Those are 3 Madregas. And the 4th Madregas is called in our Maimir, Chastecho. Your kindness. And the 4th Madregas is Chafetz Chesed. Kindness in Atzmos. And there's another expression. What's that other expression? Mechayechayim. How do you teach Mechayechayim? He gives life to the living. Which of these 4 madregas is Mechayechayim? We have 4 madregas lamayla. Number 1, the act of kindness. Number 2, chesed elam. Number 3, rav chesed. Number 4, chav chesed. Which madregas is Mechayechayim? The answer is numbers 2 and 3, not 1 and not 4. 4 is our chayim. The first, Chafetz Chesed, has nothing to do with us. Nothing at all. Gunish. In other words, in the Moshul you have 3. In the Nimshul you have 4. But 2 and 3 in the Nimshul the same as number 2 in the Moshul.
Say that one more time.
In the Moshul you have 3. In the Nimshul you have 4. The 2 middle ones in the Nimshul are the same as the middle one in the Moshul. Chesed Olam and Rav Chesed are both the Madreg of Ahava in the Moshul of a person. So the Eibishter gives us kindness, either from Chesed Olam or from Rav Chesed, but Chesed Olam and Rav Chesed could both be called Mokar. If you do limited good things and Hashem gives you limited love, that's chesed de'olam. If you do good things with a Mesedes Nefesh and the Eivishter gives you infinite chesed, that's Rav chesed. But both of them are mokel. You know what mokel means? If Rav chesed doesn't give us kindness, he hurts. If chesed de'olam doesn't give us chesed, kvayochel, he hurts. So in the moshel you have only three, in the nimsh you have only four, don't get confused. Now in the footnote 7 you realize that it's not simple. I'm giving you one version of it. The Rebbe's lashon inside is Oy Shagam, the last words on page Lamed Zayin. Oy Shagam. So in the Nimshel you have four madregis. The highest madregis is called Chafetz Chesed. Then you have two madregis, Rav Chesed Chesed, and both of those madregis are a makir, which means they need to give us kindness, and therefore they're called what? Mechaye Chayim. And the fourth madregis is the kindness we receive. Now, Rabbi Isai, Kumtz again, the Rebbe and Zaptazoi. The greatest kindness in a person, the greatest kindness Lamaila, has no shaykhas to us. When you do kindness to your neighbor, it's coming from your feelings. The kindness from Etzam HaNefesh is b'chlal not a mokar. It's there, but it has nothing to do. So the Maimed is in effect asking a hypothetical question. You have three madregis of chesed. The act of chesed, the source of chesed, and the I'm not even a source for chesed. Lamaila, you have four madregis. The act of chesed, two madregis that are the source of chesed. Limited chesed and unlimited chesed, and the madregis that's not even a source. So the maimah is asking hypothetically a question. What's the point of having the highest madregis of chesed if nobody has anything from it? In other words, can there be a chesed from that madrege that's not even a mokke for chesed? Can there be a chesed from the etzem ha-nefesh which is not even a mokke? Can there be a chesed from what the Rebbe calls chafetz chesed which is not even mechaya ha-chayim? That's the question of the maimon. That's the issue of the maimon. Nachon? Correct? Now, so the Rebbe says that the chesed which is completely removed from the world, that's not even a market, it's called chastacha. He brings the pasuk, tev chastacha mechayim. Chayim means life. When you say life, life includes everything. The life Hashem gives you, the source of the life Hashem gives you, which is called chesed elam, the higher source of Hashem's life that Hashem gives you, called rab chesed, but it does not include tichofit chesed. Because chafetz chesed, we have nothing from. It exists in Atzmus, and that's where it stays. Zog the pasuk Tev Chastacha, the Chesed in Atzmus Amhus is greater. Where does the Maimah begin? From all Madregis of Chayim, all Madregis of life. So the same is true in Avodah. Your acts come from your feelings, but not from your Etzem HaNeshama. The love of your Etzem HaNeshama stays there. And the question becomes, is there ever a possibility, a circumstance, a condition under which you can get chesed from Atzmus? That's the issue. Go ahead.
What's the difference between life and the source of life? What does that mean?
Practically speaking, I'm going to give you a very, very unhelpful answer. How much it is. Life as you have it fits into your body. The source of life can give you more. Your body will grow, you'll get more. But the source of life, as much as it is measured relative to the life that fits into your body enough to be called mokka. In other words, it's not infinite.
Why does the highest level of chesed share the term chesed with the lower levels?
I'm going to give you also a diplomatic answer. Because chesed comes from it. Although it's not a mokka, it's not an ilah, it's a sibah. If you didn't have chetam yetzab nefesh, you would never have any feelings of love. Although how it goes from etam nefesh to your chesed and your emotions, this maimer makes believe that they don't know how. Kumtz again dalt Rebbe in a maimer and bring that pasuk which we say Simchas Torah in the pesukim of Atareis. La'ase nifloes gedei leis levade. Hashem does nun ploes which are gedei, which are very great. Levade. What's levade? Levade means it comes from the madrega of chesed that nobody should get. The madrega of chesed, which is not even a mocker for our chesed, which is supposedly dormant, locked away, unavailable, not even a mocker, la'eis nefoyos deos avad, that means chesed comes from there to us as well. And the Rebbe explains it by analyzing the word pele. Now, if I had more time, I would give you more words, but I got to constrain myself to the limitations. There's a lot, the word Pele has many forms. There's Nifla, there's Mufla, and there's Pele. There's Hafla, and there's Niflois. There's many Madregas. There's Seichel Mufla, and Seichel Nifla, and Seichel Pele. There's all different Madregas. The word Pele is thoroughly exploited in Hasidus, and they're all different Madregas. The translation of the word Pele means a wonder. What does a wonder mean? At the very, very least, a wonder means a marvel. Marvel means something that says, wow. You don't say, wonderful, I saw grass. You say, wonderful, I saw the most beautiful flower. With beautiful colors, the nicest smell. A wonder means something that at least, at the very, very least, elicits from you a marvel. Now, if you're talking about flowers, a wonder means a beautiful flower. What about ideas? What's a wonderful idea? And I don't like the word wonderful because somehow it dies. I like the word wondrous. A wondrous idea means you hear it, you understand it, and you always feel like it's a little bit eluding you. You don't really got it. It's too spiritual. It's evasive. It's elusive. You can't control it. You try to pin it down and it's over here. The word Pele is used in Chassidus technically to apply to Oyer that doesn't have a full connection to a Kelim. We hold Kelim, we cannot hold Oyer. Seichel Mufla means a Seichel that you can't pin down because it doesn't have any words. Pele means something that's available but you never hold it. It always slips out of your fingers. You have it, you marvel at it, it's wondrous, but it escapes you. That's how the word Pele is used in Chassidus. And again, Seichel Nifla is Chochmas Limah, Seichel Mufla is Seichel in Atik, which is even higher than Chochmas Limah. In our mind, we have Niflois. So the Rebbe says, the word Pele, Pei Lamed Aleph, comes to represent something that comes from the Eibishter of the world in such a way that you never can control it. It always is a little bit out of your reach. You're inspired by it, you're moved by it, you marvel at it, it's wondrous to you, but it's somehow you can't control it. It just evades you. Then you have Niflois. Niflois means when the wonder happens entirely by itself. Niflois means the wonder happened. That means when the people get wondrous ideas in their brain, when they eat more cookies, when do wondrous ideas enter into a person's awareness? When they think, when you work, when you analyze, when you study, right? You're working on something and a flash comes to you. That flash can sometimes be wondrous. Wondrous means to say you don't deserve it. It's more than you should get. But it doesn't happen in a vacuum. If you're involved in ideas, sometimes your neshama will give you a wunderbare, a wondrous, a wow moment. What does neflois mean? A wow moment for which you did nothing. It just came. Pele, Mufla, Hafla, these are all different levels of wow moments which you are preparing yourself on some measure of indirectness. You're working and then the light comes. Niflois means you did nothing and it came by itself. Why? Because it's coming from such a madrega that there's no way to prepare for it. It's coming from Chas Techo. Zog de Pasek lo Oitha, the Eibishter forces. Niflois. Wonders to come to you and me that are completely nifla. The Eibishter gave it to you. There's no achon, there's no achshara, because they're gedolos, they're so big, levade, they come from the Eibishter alone. In other words, we have a pasuk that says, teiv chastocha mechayim. There's different levels of kindness. And the level of kindness, which is not even a source, it's not even mechayachayim for kindness, as you and I know it. It's completely not here. Zog de pasuk leisin niflois. Eibishter gives it to you for free. There's no way you can make yourself a keli for it. There's nothing you can do preparing for it. Because it's not a mukkah for any next step. And yet, God gives it. And He gives you such an interesting mashal. And chevet, this is about the Rebbe's mashal. The Rebbe's mesholim are very hard. If this maimon would have a version from the Mittler Rebbe and a version from the Tzemach Tzedek, this mashal would have been developed to a point that we'd actually be able to understand it. When you read the mashal in the original, this is what's happening. You're reading a maim from Alten Rebbe that's not developed. If this maim had four or five different versions, this mashal would be so enriched and so beautified and so grounded, you would understand. It's a very strange mashal. You have a kid, you like him, and you give him what he deserves. You have another kid, you like him. He deserves more, you give him more. You have a kid, you like him. He deserves less, you give him less. You have a kid, he's a lemon, you give him everything. A lemon, take him credit, it's the mouth. Does it make sense? If the Alter Rebbe says it, you know how we work. If it says in the Maamar, it must make sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. But of course, nobody has any problems, Baruch Hashem. Now, think about it. What's taka pshat in this marshal? You have a child who deserves, you give him. Sometimes you give him what he deserves, chesed olam. Sometimes you give him more than he deserves, rav chesed. But even the more than he deserves indirectly for reasons we can't develop another time. When the child deserves nothing, what do you give him? You give him absolutely everything. It doesn't make any sense. You have to understand what happens when you give a child everything. One of the Bachman with me says, if you give someone everything, he has nothing. If you have a brain that can tolerate ideas on a certain level, and the Eibishter fills your brain with ideas, that's called Chesed Olam. If the Eibishter supercharges your brain, he gives you more than you can handle. But more than you can handle on a level that you'll work hard and you'll get it. That's Rav Chesed. If the Eibishter gives you everything he knows, what do you have? Nothing. What does it mean the Eibishter gives the child who's 11 everything? Of course, the answer is he's giving it to you on a level that you're able to get everything. On what level can you get everything? Not on a level of Eid and Kaili. There's no process. There's no internalization. I'm not digesting it like food. It's like emunah. When are you closer to God? When you learn 100 maimarim or you believe like a child? What's the answer?
Child.
Okay. That's the everything. The Alter Rebbe is giving the lemon. The Eibishter is giving the lemon. If the child is working on connecting to Eibishter, the Eibishter gives him a hasaga, something that he can internalize. When the child is 11 and the Eibishter gives him everything, it's not everything. The Eibishter all of a sudden expands your brain and you become a super genius and you know everything. The Eibishter gives you everything in such a way that in spite of the fact that you're not a kli, you have a shayches to it. What we call in our culture, for lack of words, atzmus. The mushal makes sense with a little thought. So Rabbi say, ad kan teichen ha-maimer. What I just reviewed with you over the last, let's say, 20 minutes or so is the Mount Nebim's maimer. He says there's different madregas of chesed. There's a madrega which is bechlal not a market of chesed, which nobody gets. And then he says, lo'isa niflois, Hashem shoots a pella at you that you are not at all a keli for. Levade, it's totally from God. To whom does he give it? To a Jew who's totally undeserving. So you finish learning the Alter Rebbe's maimer, and you come away with what conclusion? There's things that you can prepare for a lot. Those are limited things. There's things you can prepare for a little. Those are limited things. There's things you can't prepare for at all. That's the truth of the Eibishter. And the Eibishter gives us those truths. At Khan, the Maimed Alter Rebbe, says the Rebbe, this is a Maimed the Alter Rebbe said Simchas Torah. Why is the Alter Rebbe? Why is the Rebbe saying that this is a Maimed Alter Rebbe Simchas Torah? Why? Because the Rebbe holds that on Simchas Torah the Eibishter is giving us this. The Neflois, the something that we're not at all a keli for, we get for free in Simchas Torah. And the Rebbe immediately says, and our job is, number one, that what the Eibishter is giving us, b'derech niflois, totally undeserved and unprepared for, on Simchas Torah, we should continue into the days after Simchas Torah. And then the Rebbe says, and this that the Eibishter is giving us, Simchas Torah, b'derech niflois, quote, we have to make ourselves kelim for. In short, the Alter Rebbe says, sometimes Hashem gives us things which are totally undeserving, says our Rebbe, deserve them. Do you have a problem? I hope you do. Because if you don't, I do. The Rebbe chazes a maim from the Alter Rebbe, almost word for word, and tells you, pshat, bediyok, hepech, the kavon of the Alter Rebbe, mamish lehepech. Do I have an explanation? Maybe. But at least, do we see this? Rabbi Sayyid, am I shocking you and surprising you? Or am I confirming your frustration? The Rebbe is, quote, chazening a maimed Alter Rebbe. And remember again, this is a maimed Alter Rebbe that doesn't have a beer from the middle of the Rebbe, from Tzemach Tzedek. This mushal of the father giving the lemon everything, it's a mushal that deserves a lot of attention. And in Chabad Chassidus doesn't get very much. Because we're flipping straight from the Alter Rebbe to the Rebbe and it bypasses all the Rebbeim in between. The Rebbeim didn't develop it. And what does the Rebbe do? He takes the marshal, he's mazbet bedirich lehepech, naimer, he's mazbet bedirich lehepech al Rebbe. What's the pshat shabadav? Of course the answer is, I don't know. But a thought, a gedank. And by the way, the Rebbe mentions oisim etzei nishom mokam. That's the only oisim of hezbet, the Rebbe says, oisim etzei nishom mokam. Eis l'shemakim is how you make yourself a keli for something you're bechlal not a keli for. Na rabbeisai. You want makot asiches. So you know that on Rosh Hashanah there's three in yonim. Kippur there's three in yonim. On Sukkot there's three in yonim. Remember, kol ha'ezech v'yisrael yeshu basukkot. There's three in yonim. There's the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. There's the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. And there's the atzmas of Rosh Hashanah. There is. On Rosh Hashanah, I connect to the Eibur Shel Ruach Mitzvah. On Rosh Hashanah, if I made a mistake, I could fix it through tshuva. And what's the third one? On Rosh Hashanah, there's a revelation how a yid is so one with the Eibishter, it's impossible for that to be broken. I'll say it again. There's the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. I do it right. There's the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. I broke my connection, I can fix my connection. And then there's the Eitzum Eshayayim. There's an idea in Rosh Hashanah that a yid is so one with the Eibishter, it's never broken in the first place. Are you familiar with these ideas? Kutasiches Kel Galat, my mother of Tafshach of Gimel. What's the third thing? You don't have to do tshuva for your Avedis. Why not? Because on the third level, you can't be separate from Eibishter in the first place, right? I think that's what the Rebbe is saying. The Rebbe is learning the Malkan Rebbe's Amaymer. He said it Simchas Torah. What is Sivhei? Oh, he said it Simchas Torah. Why? Why is the Rebbe saying, oh, he said it Simchas Torah? Why? He said, oh, we're saying it's Simchas Torah because the Inyan of Simchas Torah is a connection between Yid and the Eibishter, which is not about us. It's Niflois. On Simchas Torah, the Eibishter, the Lashon in Zayah, for those who care, is Yisrael and Malka B'chadoi. The Rebbe said the Maimon Simchas Torah. In other words, when the Alter Rebbe said the Maimon, there was a Giloy of Lais Niflois Deos of Ade. And I have a little secret for you. We're all lemons. You don't have to be a lemon to be a lemon. I have good news, even if you're a smart guy. When it comes in chasteira le'eis nefois, that's what the Rebbe is doing. The Alter Rebbe says, if you deserve it, you get only what you deserve. If you're a lemon, you get everything. So the Rebbe, but if you're not a lemon, you get what the lemon gets also. Simchas Torah is a gili of atzmos. What is atzmos le'eis nefois le'eibish? It gives you a connection to him which you cannot earn, you don't have to earn, and you can't possibly lose. And then the Rebbe says, number one, you want to be mamshim simchas Torah kol hashana kula. That the gifts that the Eibishter gives us, which are beyond us earning, directly or even indirectly, should continue in days after simchas Torah. And then the Rebbe says, somehow there's a way to have an avoida that allows you to be makabel something that you can't be makabel at all. It doesn't explain. He simply says, eisim etzein shamak. I'm sure we can analyze this further, but I'm going to leave it. Yeah, the Alter Rebbe says it comes to you when you're undeserving and when you're a lemon. And the Rebbe says, at the top of the page, on page Mem, he says, Shekol in Yonis Simchas Torah HaKavono She'achaz HaYum Shecho B'mei Kol HaShana Kul. You see it? You see it? Now, six lines in. Page Mem. She'arei Muvon She'keinu Gam B'inyin Eis Nifloy G'del Zavadei She'akavono She'iz HaYum Shach V'eifem Goloi B'mei Kol HaShana Kul. Listen. Shekol shetigdel ashpa mumaila lefi eifen han hagotham shel bnei Yisrael. What does that sound like? For free or deserved? Okay, that's not a contradiction. At the end of the paragraph, six lines, five at the end. Ve'inyan zeh tzorachlias leiteis v'schayes b'avidasoi lif oil ha'in leitz b'zavade. That's not a contradiction. It's a blatant contradiction. So I'm explaining it to you a little bit. If you need an oisis and avoda, we'll call it maidahani. The Rebbe said you're making yourself a keli for something you're not a keli for at all. But the beginning of it is it's simchas Torah. What does that mean? It happens by itself. We're all lemons. The atmos of the connection from the Eibishter and the Yidden, the Eibishter gives all of us, nobody is a keli for it. The Rebbe then takes the maimed al Rebbe, flips it on his head, and said there is an avoda even for that. It's a different kind of an avoid. A very different kind of an avoid. It's not an avoid that you develop your mind, that you understand more. There's no such thing as understanding. But whatever that avoid is, it's an avoid that allows the atmos of Elokus to reach the atmos of every single yid. And again, I'm telling you, the shiur is what, 45 minutes? If we had more time, we could sit and talk about it. But this is at least a window into this mindset.